Bird Girl. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but names can never hurt me. Is this old saying true, or can teasing hurt and hurt deeply? In the following selection, made up of three columns, first published in the Philadelphia Inquirer, Clark de Leon writes about the lasting scars and the tragedies that can result from childhood teasing, and his readers respond. The Lessons in Life. There was a weird girl in my high school whom we all called the bird. We called her that because of her nervous, bird-like movements and the way she would hunch her shoulders toward her ears as if hoping her head would disappear into her body. She had sallow skin that looked as if it had never felt the sun. There was usually a blotchy red rash in the middle of her forehead. She had fine black hair on her arms, long enough to comb, and she wore clothes that had been out of fashion since Shirley Temple was singing Good Ship Lollipop. She was also the object of such contempt and scorn, such ridicule, that it shames me to this day that I think I was part of it, even tactfully. Oh, I was never one to say anything to her face. I wasn't that brave. I'd wait until she hurried by with her books held tightly to her chest and join in the chorus of bird calls with the other guys. She was always good for a laugh, and it's important when you're a teenager to join in the laughter, lest the laughter turn on you. I remember one day when the bird was surrounded by three or four suburban variety greasers who had stopped her in the corridor between classes. They were flapping their arms and screeching in her ear. She was terrified. Her eyes darted in panic. A couple of her books fell to the floor. When she stopped to pick them up, they bent over in a circle, closing in, screeching, screeching. Then this girl came out of nowhere. I've never seen such anger in a girl before. She went up to the leader of the tormentors and ripped him in with a hot fury. "Stop it," she shouted. "Can't you see what you're doing?" The guys backed off, stunned. Then the girl went over to the bird and put her arm around her shoulder and walked her to class. I thought about the bird when I read the Nathan Farris little boy who shot a classmate and killed himself after being the target of teasing by the kids in his school. I thought of how I had part in her misery. I learned more that then 20 years later, it still bothers me. But I also think of what I learned that day about decency and bravery, about a human being from a girl whose name I don't even know. And I wonder if that one act of defiant kindness may have saved another girl's life. Targets. Why are kids so cruel? I just had to write you in regard to your item targets that appeared in today's March 8th Inquirer, wrote Ray Windsor of Lansdowne. I received several letters about the piece, which concerned a girl I knew in high school who was the victim of cruel and unrelenting ridicule because she was unattractive, uncool, and unable to defend herself. That piece touched a chord in people, and I think Ray's story will too. Here it is. Back in high school, I had to contend with many of the malicious deeds and taunts from my fellow students. Similar, but very different. With me, however, I was a victim of gross physical immaturity. I actually didn't start shaving until I was 25 or so. This problem was very hard for me to deal with, even though it was out of my control. The class bullies and insensitive, uncaring types never hesitated for one moment to knock me around, having read my problems like a book. Gym class, especially, was my physiological encounter with hell twice weekly. Because of my own outward appearance, I always skipped showering with the rest of the class. Eventually, they caught on to this, and many of the guys would either throw me in the showers, or if they didn't do this, they would spit in my underwear or socks and shoes, and then usually chuck them out the window on the ground 2 stories below. It is no wonder I was sick as often as I could be on gym day. Oh, all the wonderful fun they had at my emotional expense. Once I mustered the courage to talk to my guidance counselor about problems I was contending with, and all he was able to tell me was that this type of things, like that students like myself go through to become a man. How was I to become a man through all this eluded me, primarily because I was being treated as less than a human by these jerks. Once this pattern was set up, I easily became a target for much of the same outside of gym. I was often pushed and shoved in the hallway, on occasion tripped or punched. On special occasions, I would even be tossed in the mobile trash cans and rolled into the classrooms that weren't even mine. I may have been bigger than some of these instigators, but I could never seem to get the courage to bring a fist up to their ugly faces. It was always them against me. How often I broke down and cried out of sheer frustration is uncountable. What really gets me is that I let this happen. Is it any wonder that I turned to alcohol and had two major ulcer operations before I was 25. As I suspect you know by now, I have picked up the shattered pieces of my adolescence and have gotten my life back together again. The hate and rage I once felt for these never-do-wells has since turned to pity. In fact, they are no doubt half-decent guys now, but if they only knew how much harm they caused me, they'd become a little upset with themselves. At least I'd hope so. Anyway, I only wish that someone had yelled, "Stop it, can't you see what you're doing?" back at school. It may have saved me from much misery I was forced to endure. That's Ray's story. I've got my own, and you probably got yours. How did we survive those years? How did we endure the anger, the shame, the emotional brutality? And we're talking middle-class suburban kids here. We're talking the seeds of the promised land. If parents only knew what their kids were going through, what their kids are going through. I don't know if there's an answer. How can we make teenagers treat each other like human beings? How can we penetrate the closed society of adolescents? How can we let the victims know that life gets better? How can we shame the bullies with what they will feel about their actions if they ever grow up? Kids, lessons learned early. I want to share something with you, something nice. It's what some kids have had to say in letters to me about the column about the bird. The girl I knew in high school who was teased and tormented by everyone until one day another girl stood up to a group of guys who were picking on the bird. You wonder when you write something like this about growing up how kids will receive your message. Here are some of their reactions. "I read your article about the weird girl called the bird," wrote Stephanie K. "I am in sixth grade and one of my classmates is weird, like in your article, and we too make fun of him. We don't make fun of him as much anymore. We used to make fun of him all day long. I really thought about what you said and I want to thank you for taking time to write something that will prevent other people from feeling bad. I have read your story about the girl that was called the bird because she had pale skin and acted weird. In this story, you said you were one of the ones who teased the bird. You also spoke highly of the girl who came up to you and your friends and told you guys to stop teasing the bird. If you spoke so highly of the girl, why didn't you do the same thing? Or were you scared of being teased too? If I was in your place, I would have done the same thing you did and prevented myself from being teased. Please write back to me if you can. I would probably have done the same thing as you did," Katie M. wrote. "Now I have read the story and understand the problem going on. I wonder why people aren't more like the kid who came and helped the bird. I think the girl who stood up for the bird was very brave," wrote Nicole J. "She could have been beaten up or teased, but she did it anyway. I really look up to and respect people like that. I think you shouldn't have held back what you thought about other kids teasing the bird, because it makes you in a way worse than the others," wrote Michael C. "If you think the girl reacted bravely for sticking up for the bird, and that she was a good person for doing what she did, why didn't you at least find out who she was? I wish I had found out her name, Michael, and I respect people like that too, Nicole. And I too wonder why more people aren't like the girl who helped the bird, Katie. And the reason I spoke highly of the girl is I was afraid to do what she did, and her bravery inspired me. I'm especially glad that you've stopped teasing your sixth grade classmate, Stephanie. Thank you all for thinking about the story the way you did."